From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. In the midst of the current Turkish cross-border military offensive, Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River. It is unclear if all the Kurdish forces have withdrawn as demanded by Turkey. That pullback was demanded by Turkey after Turkish forces across the border to take the Islamic State-held town of Jarablus. Edward Uranian takes a look.
Amateur video shows scores of Free Syrian Army fighters inside the town of Jarablus after the Islamic State group ran away Wednesday. U.S.-backed YPG Kurdish militia fighters have also reportedly begun pulling back from the town of Munbij in a move to comply with Turkish demands. But the head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights told Arab media Kurdish YPG militia fighters were still fighting on the western side of the Euphrates River and had even captured some ground. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Saudi Arabia Thursday to discuss U.S. military operations in Syria. He wants to shore up support for the Syria plan ahead of scheduled meetings with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Friday in Geneva, Switzerland. Afghan police say at least 13 people are dead and more than 45 wounded after a nearly 10-hour-long attack on the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul Thursday. Among the dead, 7 students, 3 police officers, 2 university security guards, and a guard from a nearby school for the blind. The Kabul police chief says 36 students and university staff were wounded. Police officials say at least 2 of the attackers have been killed. This is VOA News. A 4.3 magnitude aftershock hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy Thursday. The aftershock caused damage to buildings and sent up plumes of smoke, instilling panic in the town already reeling from Wednesday's earthquake. Officials put the death toll from that quake at 241. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced military exercises on land and in the Black and Caspian Seas. The drills began Thursday in Russia's southern, western, and central military districts, where troops have been put on combat alert. The drills will last until the end of the month and will involve various units and troops. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has agreed to a plan to restart peace talks in Yemen with Gulf Arab states and the United Nations. Kerry spoke to reporters Thursday during his visit to the Saudi city of Jeddah. He said participants in the talks agreed on a renewed approach to negotiations. The secretary called on the rebel Houthi group to cease fighting with Saudi Arabia and to work with its domestic foes to form a unity government. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is continuing to offer voters a more nuanced stance on U.S. immigration policies. He has discontinued an earlier call for the deportation of 11 million illegal immigrants, but still rejects giving them U.S. citizenship. Trump vows to build a wall along the southern U.S. border to keep out illegals. A new Pew Research Center survey shows that Americans are divided on immigration policies, but a plurality say improved border security and a path to citizenship should both be pursued. The survey also found that 61% are opposed to Trump's wall. An aggregate of surveys compiled by RealClearPolitics.com says Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton has an average 6 percentage point lead over Trump nationwide. Voters continue to view both candidates unfavorably. The United States has nominated World Bank President Jim Yong Kim for a second term. The American physician, anthropologist, and former college president has headed the bank since 2012. American astronaut Jeff Williams has set a new record for most cumulative time in space for a U.S. astronaut. On Wednesday, Williams passed 520 days living in space, breaking Kelly's record set during his nearly year-long mission aboard the International Space Station. Suspected Islamist militants have attacked a restaurant in Somalia's capital. Witnesses report a bomb blast followed by gunfire at the restaurant in Mogadishu's Lido Beach area. Earlier, a blast was reported in a market area in the southern Somali town of Bardhir. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.